Among the law enforcement teams keeping the city safe will be D.C.'s National Guard. But their leader is going to be out of a job the moment that President-elect Donald Trump raises his right hand. Well, the story blew up on social media this afternoon. We asked Garrett Haake to look into the story behind the story, and he's live on the National Mall. So what's going on here, Garrett?
With 8 years under his belt as the commanding officer of D.C.'s National Guard, Major General Errol Schwartz brought experience and gravitas to the task of planning a successful inauguration.
If something goes bad, it's up to the law enforcement agency to make the first move, if you will.
But unlike in the years since George W. Bush first appointed him, General Schwartz will watch this inauguration conclude from home, stepping down as Donald Trump steps up to take the oath of office at noon. The timing is extremely unusual, General Schwartz told the Washington Post today, adding he would never plan to leave a mission in the middle of a battle. But interviews with Trump transition and Defense Department sources show that the timing was the general's decision, not the Trump team's. As a presidential appointee, just like an ambassador, Schwartz followed protocol and submitted his resignation. Before the Trump team could act on it, the military drew up plans to replace Schwartz, a senior transition official said. Two transition sources say the Trump team asked the general to stay on a few more days, just to get through the inauguration. But with his successor already chosen, Schwartz declined. He wants to ensure that there is a secure transition between two commanding generals, Guard spokesman Major Byron Coward said. That means at 12:01 p.m. Friday, Brigadier General William Walker will take over the Guard as acting commanding general. He, too, has been heavily involved in inauguration planning and spoke presciently about the ceremony to us last month.
There is a sense that you're actually witnessing history. I mean, you are witnessing history. You're witnessing the transfer of power.